Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about victim mentality. Do you see yourself as a victim? Does life happen to you, or do you have a hand in creating your reality? How do you switch your thinking from believing you are a victim to one of feeling empowered to create your life? We continue our month focusing on thinking outside the box when it comes to clearing clutter.
Are you overwhelmed by clutter, looking to organize your life? Do you feel stuck and are ready for a change? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer and coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she supports you in navigating the waters of decluttering your life and getting organized. Julie thinks outside the box and examines clutter in all areas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, and more. Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life?
We are opening up the archives. This is one of the first interviews I did before I even had the official CCIO podcast. I apologize in advance for the not so great audio and my tendency to go, you know, I edited out what I could. This was more stream of thought than my usual prepared podcast. It's similar to when I do an interview and have no idea the questions they are going to ask, or maybe an idea of what they will ask, but just jot down a note or two. I recorded this 2.5 years ago, back in 2014. I have learned and experienced a lot since then and will definitely be doing another episode around this topic with new insights and to go deeper. Most of us, at some level, believe we are a victim. The more you examine your life, the more you see how subtle the victim mentality can be. Today is a great start to looking at victim mentality. So today we're going to talk about victim mentality, and I hope for those that you just watched the entire video, because I'm going to bring up an event that happened near my hometown, and just based on the Facebook post, had a lot of a passionate response. So the first thing I want to say is there's no judgment here. And I get passionate about this because I want people to reawaken their brilliance. Everyone has gifts and I want them to share that. That's why I do the Clearing the Clutter, all with the goal of reaching people so they have that aha moment and can move forward. And so it was really apparent to me last night after reading all these posts and trying to offer a different perspective, again from a non-judgmental place, that people just were in such a place of being a victim that they couldn't see anything outside of that. First, I want to say I never judge anyone's processes. I've been date raped. I've had some other things happen. So healing takes, you know, can heal in a minute. It can take years. I'm someone who unfortunately took years to do a lot of healing. And so if I can put my story out there and things that have happened to me and do things like these hangouts to help people move forward in their life, then to me, it will have been worth it. I did a program called Clear Sight out in California. And one of the things that we talked about was when you spot it, you got it. So the fact that I'm still seeing this victim mentality means that I still have it within me. And so I look at that as an opportunity to clear it in me, because remember, we're like onions, layers, peel, 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 and you keep releasing more and digging deeper. And I had this great aha moment at once, probably it was like 10, 15 years ago. My younger brother, who is not particularly spiritual, said to me, you know what, you feel like you're a victim. You have this victim mentality. And I remember not getting angry. I remember stopping like, and I actually thought about it. And I was like, wow, he's right. And that was a realization for me, because I couldn't even comprehend that I was feeling like a victim. It took my younger brother pointing that out to me, and that's kind of how I feel like with the people in the post, that I don't think they see that as being a victim. But so many of us have this mentality, and so that's why I wanted to talk about it today. Again, there's no judgment in this. The other thing I would say, if I say something really angers you, that is an invitation for you to dig deeper and explore, because if it angers you, it's something within you. You know, Eleanor Roosevelt said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And it's the same with feeling like a victim. So I'm going to use the example of what happened on the Facebook post. So I grew up in Wheeling, West Virginia, and last year there was a horrible rape in Steubenville, Ohio, which is right across the way. And the girl, I believe, was unconscious or drunk to a point where she couldn't respond, was raped, pictures were put up. Football is very big in that area, and coaches were involved, and football, and the school didn't do anything. And then the group Anonymous got involved, and and basically, from my understanding, kind of forced the situation because they weren't going to be prosecuted, weren't doing anything. And I believe both young men had jail time in juvenile court and then probation. But, you know, please, that's something I don't know about. Now Brad Pitt's production company is going to be making a movie on this. And people in my hometown were really upset. The one thing I would start off by saying is they kept saying the victim, the victim, the victim. I would change that. I think that as long as you see yourself as a victim, that just adds to the energy. And so I would find a word that's comfortable for you. You know what? Even if survivor to me, I think, is a step in the right direction. I don't think it's quite there. But, you know, they just kept referring to this woman as a victim. I don't know where she is in her healing process, but she might be healed right now. And people out there might think, oh, no, she went through this horrible tragedy. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people who've had something horrible happen to them and forgive the person. I've seen a mother who lost a child to a drunk driver forgive the driver because that enabled her to find peace inside. So on this Facebook thread, first of all, many people assume the worst, that Brad Pitt was only doing this for greed, that it was going to harm the victim, and that it was going to upset peace in the community, would not allow the community to heal. A film can't do that. You can allow a film to do that, but you control whether or not you heal. You control whether or not you're a victim. To put it on external forces is another way of reinforcing the victim mentality, because that allows one to step back and take zero responsibility and say, oh, events happened to me. I have nothing to do with this process. But when you're in a victim mentality, you attract that. And again, for people who are less spiritual, I'd encourage you to read more about quantum physics, because your thoughts create your reality. That's something that they've proven. So if that's something you're not quite sure about, read more literature and learn more about it. So anyway, you know, these people were really angry and upset, and I tried to offer a different perspective and thought, well, you know, maybe this creates awareness about this, because our society allows women and children too easily, and men, to be raped and not care. And so if it brings awareness, there are positive things that come out. But people, the tone of the thread was, you know, we are all victims here. And I don't believe that. And then the final, I didn't comment after this because I thought, you know, I tried to in a non-judgmental way comment. Someone said, this movie will not allow people to, it will not allow them to have peace. Again, you create that. The film doesn't do anything. Whatever Brad Pitt does to you, if you are at peace inside, Brad Pitt can't take that away from you. It all comes back to you. And I really want people to think about this for a moment. And it goes back to that quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. If your life was decided on what A, B, C, D, and E live, how would your life run? Because you would never be owning anyone. It would be all external forces that did everything. And when you're in a victim, you can't share your greatness. You can't achieve your greatness because you're too busy playing the victim. And again, I use myself as an example. I didn't even know I had this victim energy going on until my brother pointed it out to me. So wherever you are in the process, stop and start and do something about it. I want to talk about, because I didn't realize it, how do you recognize you're a victim? I think victim energy, from an energy standpoint, victim energy whines. So I was like, oh, this happened to me. Anytime you blame external forces, it's John's fault that I'm not happy because he broke up with me. It's my boss's fault that I got fired. It is the grocery store's fault because they didn't have kale on sale today and I want to buy it. When you blame external forces, you're not owning anything. You're not taking personal responsibility for anything. Now, I want to do another show completely on you create your reality. And that, I think, tough concept to get. And I don't want to go there today. I really want to focus on the victim mentality. But as long as you're blaming everything else and blame, whining, like you're like, meh, you know, kind of that energy, that feeling, and blaming, then you remain stuck in the victim mode. Maybe that's another way you can look at it. You remain stuck. It's when you're a victim, it's kind of the keeping you there in the past, because it's if you can't be a victim in the present moment, because in the present moment, you know, everything's okay. Victim energy is a lot of past energy. And think about it. If your thoughts create your reality, if you believe yourself to be a victim, what are you creating for the future? And so that's, again, something if you want to change your life, You've got to change in the present moment. You have to not live in the past, not live in the future. You have to embrace the now. So the first thing is anytime you're blaming anyone outside of yourself. And an exercise that I would encourage you to do, I mean, social media is great for this. And this Facebook post was a really good example. Step back and look at what you write on your wall. Look what you're tweeting about. Look when you're commenting on other people's discussion. Are you blaming others? Are you complaining a lot? That's the victim energy. You can really tell a lot about a person if you just sit back and observe. Talked about earlier how you spot it, you got it. So I have some victim energy, and I'm grateful for this coming up because it can allow me to release it and clear it. Observe what you're doing. When you can step back and observe something and don't get upset and don't get angry, you've reached a place of neutrality, and that means you've cleared it. And that doesn't mean another layer, deeper layer is going to come up later. But if it doesn't bother you, then you're okay with it. Look back and try to be objective and neutral about your posts. Are you finding the best in everything? Are you being positive? Are you being negative and whining and complaining and being the victim? If that's difficult for you, then have a trusted friend. Say, you know what, hey, check out, what do you think? Or what do you think about me? Ask someone that you trust and that you think can be gentle with you and give you professional feedback, not professional, personal feedback, on whether or not you have this victim energy going on. The other thing I would say is victim waits. So if you're waiting around for something to happen, that kind of puts you in that victim energy because you're not being proactive, you're not moving forward to do something, you're waiting for things to happen. You are allowing life to happen to you. And it's like, again, you're allowing that movie to upset you. And if you don't feel that, if you don't have it inside of you, nothing on the external world can make you feel like a victim, can ruin your inner peace. That all comes from within. So again, if you're looking, let's look at the outside world. What are you saying? What are you doing? Are you blaming others? And then are you waiting around a lot? So those are two key items to look for and whether or not you've got the victim energy going on. How are ways to release it? Because I think that that's really important. First of all, recognizing it is half the battle. Celebrate where you are. We're all in different areas and places in our life. Again, I spent years with this, and I've released a lot of it and still have a little bit there, but don't beat yourself up because it's a process. It's very important to be gentle with yourself because that's going to encourage you to move forward. Because one of the things if you're able to dig deeper, what is a victim energy really about? Because it might surprise you. I had something happen to me not too long ago. It was with the Reawaken Your Brilliant show, and I had three really negative things happen, and I was like, wow, that's odd. What is the message here that I need to learn? Because basically, most things with the show have been really positive. I kind of sat with it. I talked to someone I trust for a different perspective, and we did some digging and found out it was a fear I had of something completely non-related to the show, but because I was aware and able to recognize, okay, there's something going on here, what is it that's going on inside of me? What needs to be healed? What do I need to recognize to release it? So that's something that I suggest.
Are you feeling stuck? Does your mind always seem to go a million miles a minute? Can you easily navigate the ups and downs of life? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. As a lifestyle coach, Julie supports you in your self-development and well-being by showing you how to declutter your life. She considers herself a CPO, Chief Possibility Officer, because our possibilities are endless. Ready to take the next step? Schedule a free 30-minute consultation. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
I like to do a karate chop. If I'm feeling like a victim, literally chop it to stop my thought in the moment, to energetically separate it. If there's someone that makes you feel like a victim, karate chop them. Just get them out energetically, physically, spiritually, let them go. I think that that's something that can help you move forward and stop you in our thoughts. Because again, our thoughts create things. What are you thinking? And as long as you believe you're a victim, that's what you're going to continue to create. So monitor your thoughts. And as I mentioned earlier, go back to the social media. What are you posting? Because a lot of times that's, people don't edit it. That's very off the cuff. That's very what they're thinking in the moment. And so it's really telling them what's going on. I will do this exercise. Say, I release you. Someone, you know, I was talking to my dear inner world mentor yesterday, and she said, I said, I don't want to deal with this person anymore. And then she said, then claim it. Say, you're not in my reality anymore. And that's been hard for me. But again, that was my defect, thinking, oh, I'm not good enough. And so I've got to prove and be nice to everyone and take care of everyone. And the truth is, I don't. I'm good enough and I am okay. And so when I was able to realize about myself, I was able to let people in my reality go that weren't kind or that weren't reciprocal. So let people go if they feel like you're a victim. And I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, I don't knock anyone's healing process. The purpose of this is to shorten it for you. And if someone is abusing you, get out of the relationship. I mean, anything that's unhealthy, move from it. I was just thinking about battered women, and that's, I know, can be, people can be very passionate about it. And I get the reasons of not wanting to leave, and I completely, completely understand it. But when you're looking at it from a spiritual perspective, that's allowing you to remain a victim and staying there, and people make the choice to do that. And I think that sometimes we as humans forget that we have a choice. In every single moment, we have a choice. You have a choice right now to say, you know what? I'm not going to be a victim any longer. I'm not going to do it. And be prepared to be tested. I'm a huge fan of Lisa Transcendence Brown. I've studied with her. I was able to talk with her last night, and she said, you know, in this month of April, a lot of energy's coming up that if you say, okay, I'm done, she said, just be prepared to be tested. So if you take that step, just know, but stay strong and say, okay, you know what, I know this is a test and I'm going to pass it. Have gratitude. Thank, okay, you know what, thank you for showing me that I still have some victim energy. That's how I was last night. I was like, wow, I'm kind of irritated, but thank you to everyone for being so non-responsive and getting upset with me with some of my comments, and that allowed me to see, okay, you still got some victim energy. So have gratitude. I think in any situation, it helps to have gratitude. I think that that's really important. I'm always a fan of digging deeper because, like I mentioned with my example earlier, sometimes the victim mentality might be about a fear, like it was, well, my thing wasn't feeling like a victim, but it might be a fear that you have, and that's just the way the fear is saying, hey, I'm here, you got to address me, please address me, because if you don't, I'm going to continue to disrupt your life. So those things are, I think, that are really important. I always am a fan of meditating. Meditating brings you peace of mind, it brings you in the present moment. A lot of times after meditating, I feel clear. I get answers. I'm also a fan of listening to your dreams. I think that there are a lot of messages there if we're open to it. I don't do dream interpretation, but I've learned to take notes even if I'm half groggy, and then it's something that if I remember the next day, okay, I think there's a message in here. If someone or something's keeping you up late at night, that's a message. I was feeling the other night with someone, kind of held hostage, I was feeling kind of like a victim. And I didn't know what to do, and so I was like, okay, karate chop. But that told me, okay, this is someone that you really need to get completely out of your life. At some point, you will flip a switch and have the realization that you have the victim mentality, and knowing it so strongly that it's shifted or switched. And so here's what happened to me. I had something else happen. I'm kind of slow. Sometimes the universe needs to do things in terms of three, so I pay attention. I've gotten a little bit older lately and only had to get smacked upside the head twice. Something had happened, and I called Lisa Transcendence Brown, who's my mentor, and I said, oh my gosh, this happens. What is going on with me that I've created this? And she said, aha. She said, you've switched. Always in the past, you would have talked about the outside force and how it was being, you were a victim and how everything was being done to you. For the first time, you took ownership and said, okay, what have I done to create this? And that got you out of the victim mentality. Things are layers. Because if this Facebook post hadn't annoyed me, if I just could have sat back and been neutral, been like, oh, okay, interesting, then it would be gone, but it wasn't. But again, I'm grateful because I was like so passionate about this and so excited that I want to do this Google Hangout about this. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, I haven't decided, I'm thinking like maybe I'll write a thoughtful note to Brad Pitt's company. And I thought, oh, what if I would add this to the Facebook post? And I'm thinking based on previous comments, people would be like, oh, it's a waste of time, they wouldn't listen to you, and that's so stupid. But my point is, I take action, so I'm not waiting because the victim mentality waits for something to happen. I'm taking action. I'm doing something. I'm doing something within my realm to say, hey, you know, some people are, because I'm personally not upset by the film. I'm giving the film and Brad Pitt the benefit of the doubt that we can raise awareness about something in our society that needs to change. Then I don't feel like a victim anymore because I take action. And, you know, the larger issue is you have to pick your battles. You can't, you know, if you're very passionate about something, I like to say don't fight. Use your passion to change. Don't stand back and be a victim. If you don't like how something is, create the change that you want to see. But you will have that big switch when you notice that you are like, okay, I've created this. What is it that I need to do? Again, there's no judgment here. And wherever you are in the healing process, like this woman went through a really horrific thing, and that was something that I want to emphasize. I emphasize in the post and when I created the event, there is no judgment there. And, you know, she wasn't part of this discussion, but to me, healing involves no longer feeling like a victim, so don't label as a victim. You know what? This event happened. And I'm a huge fan. I read a great book called Radical Forgiveness by, I think it is Colin Tipping, but if you Google Radical Forgiveness, you can read it. Now, you have to be in a certain frame of mind to read it. I think you have to have done a lot of work. Now, there are a few people out there that, because his whole premise is, which, you know, I personally believe, we all create our reality. So even if it's a horrific event, maybe it has to do with whatever is going on inside of you. Like I mentioned earlier, I was date raped. I know I created that event. My intuition told me there was, I dated this guy for a little bit. My intuition told me there was something off. And I found notes later that I had written this, but that to me, my intuition was saying, hey, there's something not right with this guy. And I didn't listen to it. Again, in every moment we have a choice. So I feel, you know, we create our reality. So I had a choice, reality A to happen, or a different outcome could have happened. And because I wasn't paying attention, I ended up getting date raped. But I have to own that I caused that. Now I know, especially in horrific events, children, blah, 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 people are just like, you're crazy, we don't do that. You know, and I have to say that my belief system includes past lives, group karma, things like that. We do create our reality. If you want to move from feeling like a victim, the first thing to do is own it. I look at what happened to me. Yeah, it sucked. It was horrible. I wouldn't want anyone to go through that. But it helped me be compassionate. I confronted the man, which was huge for me. I mean, I was very young. I was in my early 30s. I'm not too young. But I would have never done that. I would have never been able to confront him. At that time, I had a therapist. I was really fortunate who was able to help me, and he knew what he did, and I saw it in his eyes, and that was justice enough for me. I tried to report it, and unfortunately, the police were so awful, it just was going to make the situation worse for me, and so I chose just to not deal with it. I said, I have to find a deal with a way that can bring me peace, and so by confronting him, I no longer felt like a victim, and I was able to release it. So you have to find whatever works for you, because for someone else, healing and no confrontation would be the key for them to not feel like the victim. So again, the first step is recognizing, being like, okay, look at your social media posts, take the time to do that. What are you doing? What are you saying? How are you feeling? Do that, and then move forward and release it. And hopefully I have given you some suggestions here that will help you. If you're feeling like a victim, again, you can't move forward with your life. You're being stuck in the past. And if you're stuck in the past, that's what you're creating for your future. Start, once you've done some self-examination, I encourage you, start to look at other people. Start to really listen. What are people saying? And the other thing I've noticed as I work on myself and I'm more aware of feelings. So you could be saying, hey, how are you, really like you? And I'm like, oh, you're throwing, you really don't like me. You might say you do, but that's not energetically what I'm feeling. Be in tune for that. You know, I talk about that, the victim energy whines in the female. And then if it's a male, victim energy, it bitches. If you're bitching or whining, notice that. That's the first key thing to do. But, you know, I feel really strongly we have our gifts, and letting go of the victim mentality is a huge part of that.
Ready to clear clutter and share your gifts with the world? The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. So what step will you take today? Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter. Julie Caraccio provides coaching, professional organizing and speaking, organizing classes, positive affirmations, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Subscribe to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m.
Takeaways from today's podcast. You control whether you heal or whether you feel angry or feel like a victim. Another person, event, or incident doesn't prevent you from healing or feeling angry or feeling like a victim. It's your choice. Blaming external forces reinforces the victim mentality. Victim energy whines and complains. It keeps you stuck in the past. If you are in victim mode, what are you creating for the future? More instances to feel victimized. Victim waits, waiting for life to happen to you. Be proactive. Remember, there are layers. We are always learning and growing. Can you observe and be neutral? If so, you've cleared that particular energy. Dig deeper and see what's really going on when your victim energy comes up. Gratitude, meditation, and listening to your dreams are all tools that can support you in releasing victim energy. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.